Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I think it's 3 out of 4 for the Yankees.
Well, yes, that's right.
In Cleveland, yeah. Sure. So, and that's big. I mean, you know, they started to hit the ball again and everything else, and hey, look, for the Mets and the Yankees, win series. That's the thing. And do not get swept like the Mets did in Chicago. And two unbelievable pitching performances. Actually, if you throw Gerrit Cole in there, you probably say three really top-notch pitching performances. One, obviously, by Jake DeGrom on Friday night, which was just absolutely spectacular. And they were talking about it that night. And everybody has been talking about this for the last couple of years. You know, for me, this is like this generation's Tom Seaver. You know, it's better than Dwight Gooden. It's right there in line with Tom Seaver. And eventually, he's not going to have, obviously, the amount of starts and the amount of wins that Tom Terrific had. But this guy is amazing. He just goes about his business. You barely hear him say anything. You know, the only time he talks is like right after, you know, he's done pitching. And then that's it. You never hear him say anything. You never see him anywhere. You never hear him. And all he does is he goes out. He's not on Twitter anywhere. He's not like putting himself in front of the team. All he does is pitch. And not only does he pitch, now all of a sudden you're starting to see tickets when he is going to pitch starting to sell for 4, 5, 6, 7 times the amount that they're going for. So his next start is going to be against the Red Sox. Guess what? Secondary ticket market is off the rails because people want to see greatness. They really want to see greatness. And, you know, it's just for us as Met fans, he's this generation's Tom Seaver. At the end of all of it, you know, you'll stack up, you know, all of his numbers and everything else. And it's not really about wins for him or for pitchers during this era as it was for Tom and how, you know, his guys would go a lot longer into games. And, you know, they started earlier in their career, and it's unfortunately for Jacob DeGrom, he started late in his career, but I mean, just the ability to throw the pitch he wants, where he wants, and how he does it, and to be able to go, you know, as far into games as he normally goes, it's a sight to behold. It really is. And the tickets and the excitement around him are starting to show that finally. And I know they have over the past few years, but not like they are now. There's a very small number of tickets available. He only pitches every fifth day. And now all of a sudden he is, to me, you know, and I think to a lot of people in baseball, consistently now over the last 4 years, the best pitcher in baseball.
Oh, it's not even close at this point. There used to be a discussion the way he has started this season. To me, it's the best he's ever been. His velocity is up. He's just as dominant a guy as I've seen ever play for one of my teams lifetime.
I was lucky enough to see Tom Seaver. Well, I was lucky. I know.
Different for me.
Right. And I was also lucky enough to see Dwight Gooden, who was awesome when he first came up. And, you know,
see, unfortunately, I was 3 in 1985.
Yeah, I know. And unfortunately, that team hit a fork in the road, and half the team went the wrong way.
Sure.
And he'll never really truly be appreciated for the greatness that I think that eventually he could have really had over the totality of a career because it was interrupted by cocaine use and all the issues and problems that he had. Nobody wants to question, you know, his God-given ability, which he had. But, like, this guy, I'm telling you, you can't ask for a better representative for your team. Every 5 days, goes about his business, does everything he's supposed to do. He's vastly underpaid. You know, that's part of it that will have to be rectified, hopefully, by Steve Cohen, assuming that Jacob stays healthy and, you know, he gets paid for what he has given this team for the last 4 years. And it's been really nothing but consistency. There's a bad game here or there. Everybody has one of those. But, you know, I don't know. You know, and then you watch Gerrit Cole, and, you know, what you see in Gerrit Cole is maybe you don't see the same type of control that Jacob deGrom has. But what Gerrit Cole has, he has an animal inside of him. I don't know how else to explain it. Because when things go hairy on him, he gets on the mound, and you could just by looking at him, you know, it's like when we're playing softball against Manfred's team. Couple hits, I turn around, I look at you guys realize what the F is going on out here.
Sure, yeah.
We're going to clean this crap up right. If I have to do it myself.
There's an animal inside you as well.
Right, but not as much as Gerrit Cole has an animal inside of him. He digs down and he goes after it when things get a little bit hairy. And you got to appreciate that. You got to appreciate how he carries himself on the mound. And then who knows? Maybe the Mets found a little bit of luck here with Taijuan Walker. Now, this is two out of the four performances that he has had have been good. Once against Miami and then this one against
Washington. He was great
Washington.
Yesterday. Yeah, absolutely
so,
great.
So two out of the four performances thus far have been good for him. And that could be a lucky break for the Mets if he comes on and he continues to do what he's doing. So if you're going to have a bad start, Stroman didn't have a great start on Saturday, but it's not a big deal. He's still 3-1. He's still going to be, you know, in the mix, and he's going to give you a quality outing. So I'm not worried about that at all. But I'm glad they took two out of three, and two out of the three that they took were shutouts, and they were dominating pitching performances. And hey, I see Edwin Diaz. You know, he did it again.
Yeah,
great yesterday.
It was the perfect win. Yesterday was the perfect win for them. Starting pitching, bullpen, defense, timely hitting. It was everything that you wanted the Mets to be, and you just hope that consistency happens. And the staff's going to get even better with two guys coming back from injury. You hope at a high level as well with Carrasco and Syndergaard.
I just hope. A message to Pete Alonso. You're receiving the ground balls. That's good. I don't want to have a pulled hamstring or a pulled oblique muscle for one of our pitchers when they come over to first base to cover the base to get the last out of the game.
I understand.
All right, we can make that play a little bit easier
Sure. For
DeGrom and for Diaz.
I understand, yes. But he has been...
That kind of bothered me.
It did. It's obviously. I mean, you sat here and you brought it up right away, but I would say that his defense has gotten a hell of a lot better.
It has.
And so far, so good at the plate with him, too.
All right, they're in first place. They're like muddled around with everybody else in the NL East. I mean, they haven't really gotten going, although the pitching has been really good for the most part. The starting pitching has been. But they, you know, I was listening to a little bit of the baseball talk on The Fan yesterday.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, and
who were you listening to?
Well, I forget who it was.
You forget who it was?
But there were people calling in talking about stuff. The shift, how they hate it. You know, I don't give a crap about the shift. You know what? Just win ball games. That's all I care about. Pitch and win with pitching and play good, solid defense. And then your home run hitters eventually will start hitting home runs. I mean, both fan bases are like frustrated by their teams. We're not even 28. What are we, 20 games into the season or whatever?
Well, did you expect anything less?
I'm like, guy, everybody's just got to relax.
Sure.
I mean, we're just starting May.
Well,
and we're going to be fine. I'm telling you, both these teams are going to be fine. And they'll make a trade or two here. And then I heard some guy go, you know, Cashman sucks. Cashman this. I'm like, you know, Cashman had a problem at first base. And how did he solve the problem at first base 5 games into the goddamn season?
You
traded for Rogelio Odor.
What are you doing?
Right? Did he not?
He did. You get
right.
All fired up listening to sports talk callers over
the
weekend.
I can't help it.
And you're bringing it in here.
I don't know. Evan was screaming about something. Richard Neer was screaming about something.
Was it
people
a caller?
Talking about the shift and this and that and put two guys on. You know what? Shut up! Just let them play baseball. And, you know, if they pitched the way they pitched, we'll be fine.
Wow. Man.
I almost called in. I tell you, I almost
Brian
called in.
Brian Cashman sucks.
No, he doesn't. But I almost called in. I should have called in.
I
should have called in. And
why are you doing
screaming.
That to yourself? You do it 5 days a week,
you know,
here.
Because
we deal
I'm a
with
sports fan. That's
I
why.
Understand, but still, it's 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. You deal with the same callers.
See, and my hockey team can beat the crappy teams. I'm telling you, man,
well,
we can score a lot of goals against some crappy
teams.
But
what does that matter really in the long run? So how about the Knicks?
Everybody gets great numbers, and everybody's so happy, and everybody's going to break records, and everybody's going to win awards, but nobody's going to the goddamn playoffs. The Knicks are, though.
Well, they are, and let's hope it's a 4 seed or a 5 seed. At the very worst, a 6 seed. You don't want to see them in a play-in game. 9 in a row as they dominate the Raptors on Saturday. They get the Phoenix Suns now tonight after the Nets ended up beating the Suns yesterday afternoon, and they just continue to roll. And all the things that we were saying, and people were laughing at us at the beginning of the year.
Do you know
Julius Randle, MVP, Tom Thibodeau, Coach of the Year, right, all those things.
Who was laughing at us? What people?
Oh, the Nets fans were laughing at us.
I mean, the Net fan?
They were laughing at us.
Come on, please.
There were some Knicks fans that were laughing at us. All those things are happening.
Knicks fans were not laughing at
us. Some of them were.
They were with us. They were with us 100%.
Yeah.
And 9 in a row is awesome. And now tonight, take care of business tonight, and then you got Chicago in 2 days. And then you go on that road trip. You got to bank these wins at home. They're playing great at home, and you got to bank these wins at home. I don't care what anybody says. Despite the nasty uniforms that they wear, you just have to take care of business at home, and then you're going to go on that West Coast road trip, and then you're going to end the season with 3 at home, with the last one against Boston. And, you know, Boston's fallen off a little bit, but Atlanta's hanging.
Yeah.
Atlanta has won 2 in a row now. So.
Well, they always win without Trae Young. So Trae Young's been out. I think they're 5-0 this year without Trae Young. So he went down with that ankle injury against the Knicks. I'm thinking, okay, I mean, you don't want to see a guy like that get hurt, but you know, maybe that ends up helping the Knicks in the standings. If he misses a couple of games, it's done the opposite of that, because all they do is win without him. And I did want to see the Suns win yesterday against the Nets, not because I was rooting against the Nets, but rather I wanted a letdown spot from the Suns.
Still could be a letdown
tonight.
Spot. They're in New York. They're hanging out. It could be a total
letdown.
Are
they, though?
Spot.
I don't think they do. That doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, it's happening. Come on, man.
It's happening?
Oh, come on.
You're telling me everybody's still going out like they used to go out?
People are going out all over the place.
The NBA teams, though, are going out?
You know, between all these fugazi lockdowns and all this other crap, people are out doing everything.
I'm not trying to get into that.
People all over the place.
I'm not trying to get. I know, and that's great. And
get your vaccine, by the way.
Sure.
Stop sitting on your ass and go get your vaccine. It's available for everybody. Go get it.
All of us here have at least had one shot. Most of us have had 2 shots.
Yes.
And me, you, and Eddie are fully vaccinated.
Let's go get it. Let's get
so
it done.
We're all good.
What are people waiting for?
No.
What are people waiting for? Do you know?
I don't want to speak for those people.
You got your haircut, didn't you?
I did get my haircut, yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right. Well, yeah, because you see me
every day. You got to get your sides cut.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I did. Cleaned it up. Spruced up the mullet. Had to do it. It's getting a little. I was like a week or two overdue. I was very busy with the house and put the haircut on a back burner. But I spruced it up, yeah.
You did?
Spruced it up.
Looks good. And then you got your nice Flag and Anthem plaid shirt on today.
Oh, yeah.
Looks
I'm on brand today, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, let me ask you, what'd you do with the red chairs?
They're still in boxes. But I tried to give them away four or five times.
I had a thought about it.
Okay.
Put them together. Just put them together.
Oh, that's completely out of the question.
No, hold on.
Don't assemble things.
Put them together, and then, well, have Gina put them together, then, or have Louise put them together. Louise can put these things together.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, and then just put them out in the front yard and say, please take these. That I'll be okay with. I mean, if you leave them in the box and you give them away like that, I mean, like, because you may put them together and say, you know what? This ain't a bad deal. I'm just telling you, because I know that you are out, you know, on your porch. I got a little secret birdie in Sayville neighborhood that you live in. That Gio's out in the porch playing his music off his Sonos and drinking a Casamigos. And I'm like, yes, that's my boy getting his job done.
What do you mean you've got a mole in Sayville?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I asked if the chairs were out, and they said they didn't see the chairs.
Well, who the hell's around there? Oh, I know who it is.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I don't know who it is.
I'll give you one hint.
Okay.
They're a couple. Man and woman. They have 2 pugs.
I've seen them walk around the pugs.
Okay. And just letting you know that you must have been blaring the Sonos. Were you blaring a Sonos on Friday?
Not on Friday.
Was it
on Saturday I was blaring the Sonos.
Well, maybe it was Saturday then.
Saturday I was blaring the Sonos with the solo stove. And my neighbor came by, thought that the house was on fire. I'm serious.
No, he didn't. He just wanted to come over and have a drink with you.
Well, I offered him a drink. I offered him a drink. He said no.
Okay.
But all of a sudden, I hear, Greg? And I'm looking, and I see him. I go, hey, Joe. And he goes, oh, you got a fire pit. I thought the house was on fire. I
said, Is that Joe and the Jugs?
No. That's Al LaBella is my old high school football coach.
This is Al and the Jugs.
This is Al and the Jugs. Yeah, no, this is just Joe, the next door neighbor. And
all
I
right.
said, no, house is not on fire, Joe. But come and hang out. Want a beer? So,
but I told
Want
you, you were ramping it up or something. Something was going on over there, and it was making waves in Sayville. So I just want to let you know that.
This is unbelievable.
What's that?
Well, I mean, I can't even sit out on my porch and have a drink and play some music without it getting to you.
You're a star.
I mean, I don't even know if that's really what it's about. I mean,
I don't know. People are just interested in what you're doing.
I guess. Except my wife. That's the only one. It doesn't seem
she
like
is too. She
no,
is
no, no, no. Yeah, I'd love to know. I didn't know you had close friends in the neighborhood.
You see a couple pugs walking around, just let me know.
Well, now I know that they're narcs, though.
What?
So now I know that those two are narcs, so
yeah,
I can't
kind
do anything.
Narcian, yes, they are. Yes. But anyway, so.
You going to tell me off the air who these are?
No, I'm just telling
you. Have
you.
To.
Look.
I need to know everything that's going on around me. This is important.
I think I had a drone flying over you on Saturday, too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right. So, I was thinking about a couple things around here. And I just want to say, Friday, I had a great day Friday.
Did you?
I had an awesome day Friday. And I owe a big thanks to Al and Eddie for making my day Friday. And I think it came across, the radio station, and you could hear it, and everybody out in the bullpen, everybody was jacked up and happy. And I just want to say thanks to you guys for being the best that you can be.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You.
You're welcome, Al.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, there you go.
Bunch of snapperheads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
He's got a coffee business now, Eric LeGrand.
Does he really?
LeGrand Coffee House. Yeah,
nice.
I saw it on his Instagram. I think they're actually putting up a store soon if it's not done already. But he's got a whole online coffee business now. It looks like it's doing really well. So
outstanding.
Shout out to our guy, Eric LeGrand.
That guy never stops.
I know.
He never stops. Like, he and Mikey Nichols, both of them, they're in those wheelchairs and... Nothing's going to stop him.
Absolutely not. Two of the most inspiring men I've ever come across. Jerry Recco is here with his update. A lot of stuff going on over the weekend. What's up, Jerry?
All right, morning. Brought to you by Flag and Anthem Spring Clothing Collection. Visit flagandanthem.com. We'll start with the Yankees, who were going for the sweep of the Indians. They had a good weekend going into yesterday, and now they've got Baltimore coming up, so they really should have a good weekend.
Baltimore
as well.
And the Tigers, 7 games.
Correct. And so it started in Cleveland, a chance to sweep, but they were denied.
Right, here's the 1-2 coming to Reyes. And he hits a high fly to deep right. Judge back on the track, near the wall, jumping. It's gone. A 3-run home run for Franmil Reyes. And Cleveland down 3-0. coming into the inning. Single, 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 three-run home run, and the Indians take a 4-3 lead.
That Franmil Reyes would make a hell of a tight end in the NFL, wouldn't he?
Yeah, his, for real.
He was a double shy of the cycle. Also had a single and a triple. Had his first career stolen base, I believe. So he really had himself a day. John Sterling, the call on the Fan. Indians wound up winning 7-3 as they salvaged the finale. Jordan Luplow with an RBI double later on in the game. Jameson Taillon did struggle, charged with four runs in his time, and yes, he was staked to that 3-0 lead. Here was Aaron Boone, thoughts of Taillon so far.
I think of the four starts, two have been really strong, and you know, one where he struggled a little bit in that inning against Toronto today was, you know, a little bit unfortunate.
It was getting ahead of guys, not able to put him away. Along the way in this game, well, it was 7-3 already, and I know it, but we're going to talk about the Mets and Albert Almora, so we might as well mention Clint Frazier and the catch he made yesterday.
The pitch by Cessek, hit by Luplow, a diving catch by Frazier. Frazier had a race toward left center, left his feet, and made an absolutely terrific catch to rob Luplow of at least a double.
All right, so replay that.
Awesome catch.
Yes, I mean, he gets airborne. I mean, terrific catch, no question. Now, again, I mean, the game's over, so the importance, whatever.
Still not the best catch I've ever seen, by the way.
You want to tell us what was?
Well, Rick DiPietro against the Wounded Warriors out in Huntington.
You're right about
around
that.
The pole.
Around
That's
the
right.
pole, backwards, frontwards. That ball must have hung in the air for about 3.5 minutes.
It's a very good point.
That was maybe the greatest catch I have ever seen.
I forgot about that. And he ran like a mile to
That's
get to
what I'm
it
saying.
As well. Yep. Yankees in Baltimore tonight. It's on the Fan. Devy Garcia, Matt Harvey. How about that? The Orioles did win yesterday, beat the A's 8-1, which snapped Oakland's 13-game winning streak. All right, so you hear the catch by Clint Frazier. Now I'm going to give you, you can judge it on the radio, and if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you will watch it. This is the Albert Almora catch in the Mets' 4-0 win over the Nationals.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, center field, it's deep. Almora racing back, still going onto the track, near the wall, jumps. He made the catch! Oh, what a brilliant catch by Albert Almora Jr. It saves two runs and proves once and for all that he is the Mets' best defensive option.
Yeah, I suppose
no,
so.
I would think so. Yeah.
Holy shit!
So that's Howie on WCBS 880, part of a 4-0 win. Interesting weekend. You had DeGrom dominate Friday night. Marcus Stroman not so good Saturday. And then yesterday, a 4-0 win as they shut out the Nationals for the second time in 3 days. Taijuan Walker, 7 scoreless for the win. Here's Luis Rojas, the scare of business.
Pitching and defense. I mean, those are going to give you a chance to win games like this.
Now, I heard you mention before when you started the show, Boomer, talking about Pete Alonso, great play, goes to his right, the dive, but that toss really ticked you off. Here he was. Steve Gelbs clearly doesn't share in that opinion of you on SNY because he was gushing with Alonso over that play.
Kind of fitting that you would end the game on another great defensive play by you, given the way today went.
Thank you, yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, Steve, did you see him throw the ball to first base? I mean, he almost cost Jacob DeGrom an ankle. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, all the stuff is good. I'm just messing around. I'm having a little fun. But let's just be a little bit better throwing the ball over to first base. That's all.
Gelbs tweeted something out about DeGrom. And I understand everybody should be all over him. He's great. But, like, it was a little over the top. It was like one of those situations. Like, I will never take for granted. Getting paid and watching this man pitch ever in my life. It'll never get old.
Oh, my God.
He is something, man.
He is something, but it's like, I guess when you're covering the team, I don't know. It just came across a little strange to me.
That's fair. Here was
What a tongue bathing.
Yeah, exactly.
You ain't kidding. Holy God. I just gave him a tongue bathing, too, though, I guess.
Yeah,
so.
But
he's
with
works with
them
every
team.
Day. He's like, oh, look at my...
Yeah, like, I get paid to watch this man.
Well, maybe he's the
pitch.
Bruce Beck of SNY.
Even Bruce Beck would stop short of this particular tweet.
Here was Alonso. Good day, good weekend.
Thought we did a great job. Overall, it was a great team win. And looking forward to this two-game set.
Alonso did hit his fifth home run on Sunday. Miguel Castro and Edwin Diaz closed out the game. Castro, 16 pitches, 13 for strikes.
Yeah, really good. Really good. Yep. You know, he actually got screwed. He actually threw another strike that he got called a ball, and then the next pitch to Zimmerman came in as a strike. That was a little dicey, but if they weren't going to give him the one before that, they had to give him that one.
It made up for itself. Mets off today, home for Boston tomorrow. Now, how would you like to be an Atlanta Brave fan? You go out to, is it Truist Field? Is that what it's called now?
Sure.
Trust or Truist, whatever it is. You go out to watch your beloved Braves. You see them take on a pitcher by the name of Zach Gallen, or Gallon, however you pronounce it, in the Diamondbacks, and you get one hit through seven innings and you lose 5-0. You think it can't get worse. And then it does get worse as they get no hit in the second game by Madison Bumgarner.
First pitch to Ozuna. He lines one to right at Josh Rojas, and seven no-hit innings for Madison Bumgarner as the D-backs sweep a doubleheader from Atlanta, 7-0.
After winning 5-0.
That's a Rob Manfred no-hitter.
Man, and it's not an official no-hitter.
I know. It's unbelievable. He could have won two more, and he probably would have won five more innings. That guy's a mad bum. He's a stud.
Yep. Well, he has not had a great start, he says, but at least this one was.
Everything's been pretty good. Mindset probably more than anything in the way that I'm going about it. The last two is the biggest difference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It worked. One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Put a little pinch between your cheek and gums.
Yeah.
So, oh, there you love go. It.
7-0 the final in that second game. And then Sunday Night Baseball, Padres were down 7-1 to the Dodgers. They scored two in the seventh, two in the eighth, and then Manny Machado ties it in the ninth. They wind up winning on an Eric Hosmer go-ahead sac fly in the 11th, and San Diego beats L.A. in 11 innings, 8-7. To the basketball, and a lot going on over the weekend. First with Sunday, Kevin Durant was finally back, was in the lineup after not playing Friday night.
He's got a minutes restriction, doesn't he?
Yes, so he came off the bench and played the bulk of the second half, a little bit in the second quarter as well. And then
we're going to give him the sixth man of the year award now.
I'm game for that.
Ball on the floor, picked up by Jeff Green for Brooklyn. The Nets are 31-1 this year, and they lead after three. Durant a three, and it's good from straight on. Durant's got 24. And the Nets have their largest lead of the game. It's 10.
He wound up scoring 33 in 28 minutes off the bench. Nets 128, Suns 119.
I just close my eyes, and I think of that gentleman.
Or Ev, Kyrie Irving had 34 points and 12 assists. He was 10 of 19.
They don't even need Harden.
Nets go, yeah, I know. That was my point.
Well, maybe they should trade him.
When they made the deal. Ay, ay, ay. Here was Steve Nash, Durant, and Irving combining for 67 points.
Pretty typical of those two. Efficient, explosive scorers.
Well, they sure were yesterday. Blake Griffin was pretty good, too. He had 16. Here was Durant on being back.
I knew I was going to be able to, I was going to play at some point and play a certain amount of minutes. So it all worked out for the best. And I'm excited I get to be out there with my teammates again.
It seemed like he was in mid-season form very quickly.
It's like riding a bike. You know, you get your footing right, and you just get your rhythm going. And I think my teammates did a great job of looking for me all game.
And so Brooklyn now leads Philadelphia by a game.
Would you knee him in the thigh if you played him?
Al would. That's Al's MO.
What you said, Al?
Oh, absolutely, I would.
You got to go after it, right?
You have to go right for it.
When you have an injured player or a guy coming off an injury, you go after the injury.
I think Nerlens Noel could actually knee him in the thigh.
Man. And by the way, did you hear Durant after the game? Someone asked, is this a good measuring stick for you guys? And the Phoenix Suns, he goes, no, we're a measuring stick for them.
That's a good answer, actually.
It was a great answer. Yeah.
Suns, Knicks tonight. New York has won 9 straight, hottest team in pro American sports, with the Vegas Golden Knights,
in
who have also
world.
Won 9 straight. Well, yeah. I don't know what's going on in soccer. I can't say that. You know that for sure?
No, it just sounds great.
Yeah. Well, I'll stay with North American sports for now, because maybe the Toronto Argonauts have won 10 in a row. I don't know. Although that's North America, too. Dummy. They're tied with Atlanta for fourth. The Hawks did beat the Bucks 111-104, and Trae Young didn't play because of the ankle, but Bogdan Bogdanovic had 32 points, so they did win. Now, on Saturday, you had the Knicks beating the Raptors. We mentioned the 9 straight, and this is another good answer, as Julius Randle says, 9 straight. straight. So what? We're just scratching the surface.
Yeah, we're peaking, but we can still get a lot better. Obviously, offensively, we're playing well. But defensively, for a full 48 minutes, I feel like we can be a lot better.
How about that? They can get a lot better. They might even take over the one seed. You never know.
All right, Jerry.
All right, Jerry. Just stop with the time out.
We can have our snarky ass. Is he going to be the sixth man of the year? And I can't say that maybe they'll be the one seed.
You know, Jerry, I mean, you crossed the line, I think, really, with that one. That's what I think happened there.
I mean, Kevin Durant's made $81 million or $82 million over the last 2 years. So, I mean, come on.
The Hornets beat the Celtics 125-104. Warriors over the Kings 117-113. Steph Curry at 27, hit 7 threes, 85 threes in the month of April. That apparently is a new record for threes hit in 1 month by one player. Magic head coach Steve Clifford has tested positive for COVID-19. He is asymptomatic but will not be able to coach multiple games. NFL draft begins Thursday night. As we know, this past Friday saw the Ravens trading Pro Bowl tackle Orlando Brown Jr. and a second round pick to the Chiefs for a first, a third, and a fourth.
That's unbelievable. Like, why, if you're Baltimore, are you helping the Chiefs? Because now the Chiefs are going to come back with five new offensive line starters.
But look at the haul they got back, though.
Yeah, I understand that, but still, you're giving, well, I don't know if Orlando Brown is going to be a great left tackle. He was a right tackle. You remember he dropped in the draft because of his poor performance at the combine. And, you know, they had to make a decision with him. He wanted to get moved to left tackle down in Baltimore. They didn't want to move him there. So maybe they know something about him that we don't know. But I do know this, that your boy Andy Reid is not sitting on his hands.
Well, yeah, lost in the Super Bowl.
And they're bringing back big offensive linemen. And, they signed guard Joe Thuney from the Patriots. I mean, they're loading up.
Got to get better. His quarterback almost got killed in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, I was reading an article where they were saying that no quarterback in the history of the Super Bowl ran as far as Patrick Mahomes ran in that game behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, for his life. That's right. Yeah,
pretty much. NHL, Rangers keep winning, and I know we're running.
Hey, dude, we're beating the bad teams.
You're winning, though. And yeah, we're running low on games.
Stacking up stats against the crap.
You're only 4 points out, though.
Yeah, we've been 4 points out, and they got two games.
No, you were 8 points out on Friday. Were you not?
Yes.
You're back to within four. You've got 7 games to go. Boston's got 9, and 2 of those are with you. I'm just saying, you got a chance. And yesterday they did win. Whether it's a bad team, who cares? They won.
Zibanejad moving. Panarin looks, fires, score! Mika Zibanejad with a deflection.
Yeah, you're funny. I'm trying to play Ranger highlights.
Yes.
And you're killing me. You don't want to hear about it.
No, I do want to hear about it. I like it. But, you know, when you play defensive teams like at the top of the division, all this space that's on the ice for this beauty and gorgeous hockey to be played doesn't happen. You know, you could beat the Devils, you could beat the Sabres, you know, playing the Islanders, playing the Bruins, playing the Penguins, playing the Capitals, man, it is like a slog because the way our team plays. Now, the one thing I will say is that they finally put Lafreniere on the first line, and he is starting to show what he can do. You know, I'd like to see Kratzoff up on the second line. Might as well give it to him. Let him go play with Panarin and Strome. What are we doing?
Penguins beat the Bruins Sunday 1-0. Devils lost again. They've lost 10 in a row. Lost a shootout to the Flyers 4-3. And from women's college basketball, Kim Mulkey is leaving Baylor to go to LSU. She won 3 national championships.
How much are they paying her?
I'm sure a ton.
She's a Louisiana native, I read.
Wasn't she the one, too, that was talking about the players
no
got to
more
play
COVID tests?
No more COVID tests.
No more
COVID
tests. Wouldn't it be a shame if the Final Four was shut down because everybody was sick with COVID? Wouldn't it be a shame? So
she's
going to
fit
everybody
right in at LSU.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, Ed Orgeron's already like, hey, that was a great rant you had over there about the whole COVID thing. It was just stop testing everybody across the world. I mean, it's nonsense. Whole made-up disease in a lab from the Chinese. Crazy.
She's in Baton Rouge. There you go.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I'm sure by draft night we will know who the 49ers are taking at number three. And then after that, things will get exciting after the first three picks and they end up being quarterbacks. And then we won't know exactly what's happening. And I do believe that the Giants are going to be in a very, very good situation to get a great player with all the scenarios that you look at. Yes. Thank you, P-Dot. So it will get exciting, but the first three picks, we will know exactly what they are come draft night because we already know the first two. Now, the 49ers, you know, back and forth. Is it Fields? Is it Jones? Is it Lance? It's Jones. It's Fields. I mean, I think they'll finally settle on something in the next couple of days, and then it'll be out there, and Adam Schefter and Jason Luck on four, and everybody else will tweet about it, and then that'll be the end of that. So we are actually going to be on the air that night, too.
On the air here?
Oh, yes, we are.
We are.
Yes, we are.
When the hell did that happen?
That happened. You were a part of these discussions.
No, I was a part of some discussion about 2 weeks ago about, yes, we're going to do something, hopefully.
Yeah.
I was not at all enlightened as to whether or not that was going to happen. I heard that we were going to be jammed onto the internet somewhere.
No, well, that changed.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, that changed. So we're going to be on WFAN right after the Nets broadcast ends. So whenever that post game's over, we're going to come on.
We are?
We are, yeah.
So we're doing that from our homes?
Yes, indeed.
Are we on TV?
We are not on television, no.
You don't have to set up the camera and all that other stuff?
You don't have to set up the camera. You just got to plug in your whole system to get on the air. It'll be fine.
God.
What?
Okay.
I thought you were all fired up about this.
I am all fired up about it. And by the way, one of the things that I was trying to say earlier before we got to Jerry about the NFL is that, you know, you think back to 2018, you think back to that draft. That was the Baker Mayfield draft.
Okay. The Sam Darnold draft.
Yeah. The Josh Allen draft.
The Lamar Jackson draft.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, always we're always talking about quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
So also between, what, the early part of January and May 3rd, teams have got to decide either to extend those guys that were drafted in the first round, or they end up have to now give them their fifth-year options. And in that group of guys who has not received a fifth-year option as of yet, and May 3rd will be the last day for that, will be one Saquon Barkley.
That's right.
And Baker Mayfield hasn't gotten it yet, although they believe that they'll give it to him if they don't give him a new contract out in Cleveland. Sam Darnold has not received it yet from Carolina. Maybe they're waiting to see who's there at number eight, whether Justin Fields or Trey Lawrence is there at number eight.
Yeah, Trey Lance. They actually said that. I mean, the GM essentially came out and said, we're going to wait till after the draft to make a decision on that.
Right. So the only player that I think in that draft that has signed an extension was the tackle that was taken by the Raiders, Colton Miller. Remember him?
Sure.
So he signed a three-year extension. So at least they got him done. Everybody else, Saquon Barkley, Bradley Chubb, Quentin Nelson, Josh Allen. I told you, like, the Colts have got to give Quentin Nelson a new contract.
Of course they do. I'm surprised. I mean, Josh Allen hasn't been.
They keep saying they're going to give him a new contract. But, you know, what these teams will end up doing is they'll end up giving, you know, tying him into the fifth-year option just in case. Yeah, you know, because the last thing you want to do is get to a point where, you know, you now have to franchise these guys because it's going to cost even more money to do that.
Sure. You know, now with the Jets and taking Zach Wilson, all the fanfare that's going to happen with that on Thursday night, you know, the next question is going to be, is he going to start week one? And is he just going to throw him out there and just have him start week one? Or will there be another veteran comes in, starts, sit him on the bench for a little bit, learn? Does it all depend on preseason training camp, the preseason games?
Here's the deal. So a number of New England Patriot players, by the way, have reported for off-season activities at the New England Patriots facility.
Okay, which
a lot of other teams are not doing that. A lot of other teams are, you know, their players are bitching and complaining that they don't want to be a part of this.
Okay.
So they're doing it virtually like they did it last year. I'm just saying that if I am Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, my ass is going to get to the team as fast as I can get there and get used to the surroundings, get used to the playbook, get used to the coaches, and basically be one of these all-in guys. Because you, in this day and age, man, if you're not all-in and you're sitting there at home virtually – now, listen, they did it last year, and they got through it, and I understand J.C. Treader's point of view. He's the president of the NFLPA, and he's the center for the Cleveland Browns. You know, but the owners of the NFL don't really care whether the players show up or not during the offseason because it doesn't cost them any money. So they'll let them do whatever they want when it doesn't include money. So that's why they're adding a 17th game this year, because it does include money, sure, and the salary cap's going down. It's a great situation for the owners. And they're keeping 3 preseason games.
Right, which is everything that they ever wanted.
That's exactly right. So the owners got exactly what they want, and the player, we're going to stay home and we're going to do this virtually. Like, who gives a crap? I mean, nobody cares because, you know, the owners don't care.
Right, it's not exactly like fighting fire with fire.
But I will say, for all these quarterbacks, get your asses to where you are drafted and get in there and immerse yourself in your offense, in your coaching staff. Get used to the surroundings, find a place to live, and then it's up to the coaches, Rob Saleh and Mike LaFleur, to figure out whether or not this kid can handle it.
Well, let me ask you, though, is that going to be a problem? Because a lot of these teams are doing this sort of, we're doing this virtually, and we're going to be together with that, and if Zach Wilson is like, hell, well, I want to go in because I need to learn.
I'm going in. Hey, I'm going in.
Is that
going
to cause a schism right off the bat?
You know, I don't care. I need to go in there.
But
I got a new
coach. What I'm talking about.
Believe me.
You've been through it.
I do know. But that's, you know, so this whole thing is voluntary. And, you know, teams are kind of, you know, backed into a corner. Coaches are backed into a corner. It's really up to the players. And like I said, a number of players are going in New England. So who cares? Go in. Go learn your craft. And, you know, get started off on the right foot. That's the way I would look at it if I was trying to make a name for myself, which I know Zach Wilson is going to come here. There's going to be high expectations. And if he wants to make a name for himself, he's got to get off on the right foot. He just, for two reasons. One, he's got to show the team and the coaching staff that he's this all-in guy that he is claiming to be prior to the draft. And number two, you know, the fans want to see this.
Yeah.
The fans want to see their new quarterback come here and be the guy. You know, I think, you know, it'd be interesting to see what Daniel Jones is doing.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, if you're Zach Wilson, you have to make one phone call to a former quarterback or a current quarterback, any quarterback. You get one phone call to a quarterback. Who is it?
It's got to be Tom Brady.
I suppose that you can't go wrong with that one. You know what popped into my mind, though, was Baker Mayfield. Because a lot of people are going to be saying to Zach Wilson, everything they were saying to Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker Mayfield hasn't been great, but they did go to the postseason. They did sort of change that stigma there with Cleveland.
Well, he finally figured it out after 3 years, and Stefanski, your boy Stefanski, came in and settled everything down.
But the point being is that Baker Mayfield got all those lines of questions. Why are you different? We've seen a million guys come in here. You know, whether it's Johnny Manziel or Brady Quinn or Tim Couch or who you name it. We've seen a million guys come in. Why are you different? And that's what Zach Wilson is going to get. And you really have to make sure that you don't get caught up in all that nonsense.
You know, 21 years ago, Tom Brady told the New England Patriots and Bob Kraft, I'm the best player you've ever drafted.
Yeah.
Well, he went in the sixth round.
The greatest ever.
But he said that when he went in the sixth round.
Yep.
And then the thing that amazes me more than anything is just the dedication that he puts forth to continue to play at this advanced age and play well.
Yeah, but he's just on another level.
But that's why I say if you are Zach Wilson, if you are Trevor Lawrence or any of these quarterbacks, and even the guys that are 1 or 2 years or 3 years into the league, Justin Herbert is, you know, I was reading about Justin Herbert the other day. He was like, man, my rookie year was a blur. Because I need to really learn this offense. I don't know how I did what I did, and I totally understand that. Maybe he's just so physically gifted that he was able to overcome whatever mistakes he was making mentally.
Sure.
So you have to be dedicated And nowadays, you know, in talking to the coaches that I know and the people that I know in the NFL, they all say the same thing about that position, is that the guy has got to be dedicated. And, you know, Sam Darnold was dedicated.
He just got into it. It was just a quagmire. Oh, let's go to Bill in Huntington. What's going on, Bill?
What's going on, boys?
Hey, what's
up? All right, Billy, what's happening?
On my way into work, love the Koopa thing on YouTube over the weekend. Amazing.
Nice.
Koopa there today?
No, he's not here today.
He is not here today, no, unfortunately.
We loved it, man. Great. It was awesome. And made all of our days. It made the listeners' days, just like you, Billy, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Listen, got a great idea. I don't know if you guys are into it. Boomy didn't sound like you were too into it. How about a little Boomer, your show, and Craigie in the afternoon with that other guy, and you guys do a live draft show? I would watch that over Mel Kiper and all those dopes any day of the week.
Well, that's kind of you to say, Bill, that you want a full-blown WFAN drive time draft TV show, but we're not allowed. There's only certain networks are allowed to be on live during the draft.
That's right.
Because of rights fees and stuff.
So what are we, reactionary?
No, well, we're allowed to be live on the radio.
Oh, okay.
But TV's a different story.
Yeah.
You just can't be doing a show. It's NFL Network. It's ESPN. That's what it is.
It's kind of interesting. So over the weekend, I was playing hockey over the weekend. My buddy's like, oh, you know, Mel Kiper made this mistake. Mel Kiper made that mistake. I said, but how many has Mel Kiper actually hit on? Millions of them. And I happen to be one of them. But, you know, he started a cottage industry. The reason we are all where we are today enamored in the draft is because of him. Whether you like him or you don't like him, whether you like his picks or you don't like his picks, and believe you me, many general managers throughout the NFL can't stand.
Oh, sure. There's that classic clip of the old Colts general manager tearing them apart.
But again, look at all they're moving the draft from city to city now. It's such a big deal.
Right.
And it's because of what ESPN did with Mel Kiper way back when in the early 80s.
Well, it's part of it. It's also the popularity of the game.
Yeah, but to me, that you know, they started now moving the draft around. It's, you know, ESPN's covering it, NFL Network's covering it, SiriusXM Radio's covering it. Every you know, fans love it. And, you know, the NFL has recognized the opportunity to build it and build it and build it. But you got to remember where it started.
Sure.
And it started with really some guy by the name of Mel Kiper out of Baltimore that nobody knew of. And the next thing you know, he's on TV spouting all these numbers and names and everything else. So is he going to get them all right? No, of course not. Does anybody get them all right?
No. I mean, most of the mock drafts are horrendous. And a lot of the stuff, I mean, there's more busts than there are great players.
The teams don't get them right. And, you know, the other and that whole thing about the Colts was Trent Dilfer – as opposed to Trev Alberts.
Yeah.
And really, neither player really turned out to be special.
Super Bowl winning quarterback Trent Dilfer, how dare you?
Never take it away from him.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.